So guys, this is a part two of the conversation we're having about the mental health. So, Delali, you were saying something. You can continue.
So yeah, I was saying, listen, I'm just giving tips, some, few tips. They may not be an expert's tips, but then these are things that actually helped me. These are practical things I have practiced myself. So I, for with things like this, I can only talk about something I have practiced, something that has worked for me. You get it? So as I was saying, listen, already there's pressure on you. There's so much burden on you. All these depression, it's out of heartache, instability, emotional trauma. All you can do for yourself, offload all that burden.
But
You
they
understand?
can't.
Talk to someone. It's like they can't. They won't. They don't want to. And
They're
that's the
keeping
mistake a
it
lot
to
of people.
themselves.
It's just the thing. That's the thing. They don't want to talk to no one. Talk to someone. If you feel you can't talk to someone, listen to music. As I said, I started praying, and then it helped me. Maybe you should also try that too. Pray. God listens. You understand? Even if God doesn't miraculously, do something, He will bring someone your way. You understand? Someone will come, and then all of a sudden everything just feel surreal. Everything just feels brand new, unexplainable. You understand? Pray. And then also you should try exercising. Some people talk about, exercising is like it's also a very good therapy. You should, so you try exercising, you try new things.
But
And
you
then
see,
also you can
Delali, this thing, exercising. How can you tell someone, just like someone over, let's say, an obese person or an overweight person, that person just wants to just exercise? Then you can see the stereotypes and everything. Won't that person still feel more depressed? Because for me, if someone tells me like exercise is a way of just relieving, like just making your health, your like mental state, your mental health goes like normal and not feeling depressed, I don't really tell the person that. Maybe it works 50-50, it doesn't work 100%. Because seriously, it's like you are making the person, because it depends. Because I've been to a gym where one of my friend, for me, I'll say that my friend, he's more okay. Let me say he's average. Yeah, don't let me. Let me say he's average. He doesn't have anything. He has a pot. Let me say a one pack or something. You see, one time he invited me to his gym, just to sense the atmosphere. And when he entered, his gym instructor was even being, let me say, he was being obesity phobic or whatever. He was seriously
Fat phobic.
fat phobic, fat phobic. Oh, anyway, anyone. And you could see how my friend's mood suddenly changed. See how his mood suddenly changed. And I was that day, I was very, very pissed. I was very, very pissed because when I just got there, it seems like my friend didn't exist. Cause,
So,
you continue.
again, it comes back to doing it for yourself. Because if you come to the if you come to the realization that and acceptance that, listen, whatever it is I want to do, or whatever it is I'm doing it for myself and not anyone else.
And our
At that
people are doing
moment,
it for
listen,
some other people. You should know.
people do it for others. People do it because they want others to see them and feel or think they look a certain way. But then if you understand whatever it is you're doing it for yourself, then it in a way you automatically mute everything other people are saying. You get it? Because now you understand this is for you. This is for you and not for anyone else. So others' opinions won't even matter. You get it? And that's what people need to do. That's what people need to realize. You understand?
Yeah.
So yeah, and if you feel you can't do it by yourself, you seek the help of a professional. Go for therapy. Talk to a professional. You understand? Listen, mental health is a serious matter, and it's sad people don't really prioritize their mental state too much. You understand? This is us coming your way. Because we value your mental your mental being and your mental state. Because listen, if you are not in the right senses, you wouldn't even be interested in listening to our content.
You wouldn't be interested in listening to us.
We care so much about you, and that's why we've taken it upon ourselves to bring your way with a serious topic such as this. You understand?
Yeah.
So yes, please take care of yourself. Be more cautious and be more assertive. You understand? If you realize some little change, you start working on it. You understand? Don't let it get so worse before you do something about it. So yeah, that's all I have.
Okay. So as always, let's say a very big thank you to our therapist. Seriously, he has made the conversation so nice, so in-depth, and I hope everyone has taken into consideration how to keep yourself, how to just boost yourself, boost your mental status and everything. So as much as we'll just keep it here and just say bye. See you guys same time next week. Bye
bye.